she was titled When Knyodam. We know Rabbi, she's following Mkhalayim, the Gemara says, Rabbi, all day we can daven, you always daven. He said, there's a tefillah, as a confined to three tefillahs a day. It's not true. The person can open their mouth all the time. Sometimes you want to say, oh my God, like, you could use everything as tefillah. The minute you direct such an expression to Hashem, you'll say, oh, I hope this, or please not. If you say in a tefillah form, every time it's a mitzvah deraisa, that's tefillah. It's interesting because sometimes you daven shacharis, the person daven shacharis one fine day, and he's got everything he needs, he's happy, he's content. According to some Rishonim, it's not mitzvah deraisa, it's mitzvah rabbanan. Because those Rishonim hold, some. That a mitzvah deraisa tefillah is only when there's a tzorech. When you've got something important, but on a regular day, I'm happy, I'm good. Whereas if something goes wrong, you say, oh no, I hope he catches this flight. Hope that I don't lose this. I hope people are always hoping. Turn the hope to the tefillah and say, please Hashem, let this be like this, or make this like that. That's a mitzvah deraisa tefillah. So what is this cheer about? When can you not daven? When is it possible to daven? The answer is we know tefillah, regular tefillah as we know it, Chazal introduced it. There's many different halachas applicable to tefillah. And there are times that you're not allowed to daven. This weekend, as you know, wasn't your regular weather here in England. It was a little bit warm. And I was in someone's house on Friday, and Thursday actually, I was in someone's house on Thursday. They had just come back from the beach, I think it was. And he was standing there wearing shorts and t-shirt and sandals. And he said to me, I want to go down with him. But, you know, people give God ultimatums. I'm not changing. I'm going like this. So, he thought it was okay to daven like that. That's the best question. He's okay to daven like that. Then he said to me, I'm okay, I'm daven like this, no problem. In fact, I'm going to daven like this. And I'm embarrassed to go to shul like this. So therefore, should I daven at home, or should I just stop being embarrassed and go to shul? So his dilemma was, don't be embarrassed, do be embarrassed. But I was thinking that halacha Shulchan Aruch says, we know Sadi, Sadi Aleph, Sadi Beis, Sadi Gimel, Sadi Dalet, these halachas of preparation for tefillah, that you're not allowed to daven if you're not dressed in a way that you would meet a chashuv person, someone respectable. So it's very nice to say, look, I'm easy going, I like to daven like this, but it could be not allowed to daven like this. You've got to change it to what's respectable. Now, respectable, you can argue, it depends on the setting. Maybe on the beach, respectable is like this. Maybe at home, it's different. It could be, but on the beach, shorts don't work. I don't know if your top is on the beach, maybe not. If some chashuv person, yid or goy, would come along, I think you'd put on the top. I think maybe on the beach, the top one, but you know, maybe he needs a suit on the beach. I don't know. But to come to a shul here, shorts and t-shirt, he clearly felt comfortable to the point he almost felt that he shouldn't have it in shul. So if that's how you feel, you embarrass the people, not chashuv people, regular people, I don't know how you daven like that. Another part of davening is, not only clothes, but your body has to be ready. There's a story actually someone told me on Thursday, same day, that his grandfather, he lives here in town, that was a long time, and he had a lot to do with the Sefer Rebbe. And he was once on holiday with the Sefer Rebbe, and it came 7:30 in the morning, he was up, he was the only lit back there, everyone else was chassid yidden, and the Sefer Rebbe said to him, no, let's daven shacharis. Seriously, you? He said, Sama, 7:30, you know, what's wrong? Like, why do you want to daven? He said, no, I want to daven. I'm up, I'm ready to daven, let's daven. So he said to Sefer Rebbe, it's no, not your regular time. Sefer Rebbe said to him, every day I get a net, and I want to daven net. But I can't daven net, so Sefer Rebbe was very medactive, and I lost having a clean body. And therefore, he said, it takes me a long time to make sure my body's fully clean. That's even Gersoy, since he sprayed water down his mouth, that he flushed out his whole system to be completely clean from any soya, and then I can daven. So today I didn't sleep in the night, I was up early, I started my schedule earlier, and now I'm ready, so I'm ready, let's daven. Which means even by the chassidim, when some of them were makel, the says on Twitter, because they felt they were earnest, they couldn't daven. So that's the next point. A person can't daven if they need the toilet, to go to the bathroom, to go to the toilet, wherever it is, for the day, the toilet, you're not allowed to daven. Now, it could be Shabbos is the worst day because your habits of eating are different. And not only that, when you come to somewhere like Havach, Milcha, every 20 minutes, Shabbos usually daven in a specific shul, or even if you daven here, isn't every 20 minutes Milcha's a marriage. Comes on to Shabbos, 11 o'clock last night. You know, maybe you're telling me, maybe not, I don't know. Now, if you miss this marriage, you're a bit stuck. So what do you do? I'll daven marriage, or we'll saw everything else afterwards. Problem is, you're not allowed to daven if you need, even if you can hold yourself, people say 7 to 2 minutes, sure. If you can hold yourself 7 to 2 minutes, you're still not allowed to daven. What's 7 to 7 to 2 minutes? If a person davened, he needed to go and he davened. Basically, not allowed to. And he couldn't wait 7 to 2 minutes, his fellow goes into the bin. No. If you can wait 7 to 2 minutes, you're not allowed to daven. But you did it, it's valid. Someone davened, very naughty, you're not allowed to. So it's valid, you wait 7 to 2 minutes. If you always have 2 minutes.
Different thing Ketanim and Zinu.
Ketanim and Zinu, it's all the same. Ketanim will more make up the deal. Because it could be this is Rabbon or more make up by a correct time. But in principle, you're not allowed to level. And it's very hard. I was actually somewhere where someone got married. I went off to marry, we went to the toilet, came back out. And I said to him, did you, why do you go for that money? I was very shocked with that money. I didn't really need. I said to him, that one again. If you need a somewhat, and if you felt something, and you can't ascend 2 minutes, which he couldn't, because he davened, 20 minutes later he went, his tefillah is invalid. It's such a chaval, he davened for nothing. So we have a later don't have a minion, it's very nice. If you don't have a minion, that's not a reason why you can make it. Person needs to go to the bathroom, he can't daven, you're not allowed to daven. If you wait, however long you wait, you're not allowed to daven. If you did daven, it's not valid, you couldn't wait 7 to 2 minutes. So if a person feels, and davened, he shouldn't, then he waits 7 to 2 minutes, okay, it worked. But this fellow, he felt something, he davened, went to 20 minutes after davening, boom, you're out, down again, you're not yet to tefillah. And this fellow is only tefillah, it's brachas, krishma, Torah. Now most things are more makel, and also if a person, he learns Torah, so there's no redoing it, so they weren't meant to. But tefillah, his tefillah doesn't work. And it gets very tricky, because we know krishma is the raisa, right? One of the most important mitzvahs of Krishna is the only mitzvah daraisa we go out in the morning once. The only mitzvah daraisa, which is every single day of your life. So I'm saying this, the Rambam writes this. Other mitzvahs tefillin we don't do on Shabbos. The other mitzvahs which are munah b'tochen, which is not a ma'isa, and also it depends on the person. It could be not chiv every day. Krishna is a chiv every single day and twice a day. The only mitzvah comes when you wake up. Krishna says 9 o'clock. 5 to 9 you wake up. 5 minutes, plenty of time. Think, I need to. I wait 7 to 2 minutes. I need a toilet. Do you know what you do? You let Krishna pass you by. Seems like a shame, because it missed the Isa. And it's such a shame because if you do say Krishna, you answer. Because you can wait 7 to 2 minutes.
If you can wait 7 minutes, you don't have to wait 7 to 2 minutes.
No, if you can wait, good. If you don't need to go in 7 to 2 minutes, then you answer Krishna, but you're not allowed to do it. So if you did Krishna, you did Tefillah, and you can wait 7 to 2 minutes, it's valid. So it's very tempting. I've got 5 minutes to Krishna, I'm Mrs. Araisa, and if I say I'm Yoitza, you're not upset. If you do Yoitza, it's very difficult. Very difficult question. It reminds me of the Tshuva when the Tshuva Svarim brought out, and that was after the Second World War, many Shailas, terrible, terrible Shailas. You want to really get depressed, you read the Sefer, you read the Tisha B'Av, and it's, some Shailas there blow your mind with, unbelievable, and Shailas are killing different people, saying, oh, there's loads of different Shailas. One Shaila was, that one of the years of the war, then Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot like this year fell out on Shabbos. They knew that they would be exterminated straight after Sukkot. They asked, can we blow Shofar Be'issa on Shabbos?
Why should we do this?
Why? Because to blow Shofar on Shabbos is a drabon. So the Gezeirah Chazal said, don't. Yoitza. If you blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you'll be the only person who's Yoitza Shofar, the only person in Klal Yisrael, because Yoitza Shofar, everyone else blows on Shabbos. You blow Be'issa, it's a drabon. Drabon, we're Mikkel. Welcome, Seirach. This week there's plenty of people who managed to get a goy, big tzorech, to sort the air conditioning. It's Rabbanon. So blow shofar, chabad araisa, on the imadim. And the Rav there was asked the question, we know it's our last Rosh Hashanah, our last Sukkot, can we shake our minim on Shabbos? Now really in a normal situation, for sure a person can't be oiva nisa, so you miss out your krishma, it's right there, this is the araisa, I've got all the time to go, and then we need to turn, I can wait. No. No, I'll have to.
Going back to Shavuot, is it Achil the first day of the Shabbos? Mid Raisa, no?
Yeah, it's Achil the Rashul Achil, it's Chazal, Shabbat Tase, Shabbat Tase.
Shabbat Tase, if you go on Shabbos,
Chazal. Yeah, it's a Mid Raisa, for sure. Yeah, it's Rabon. Now, also, Ne'er Shaila, is it worth it in our circumstance? Chabra, not one Shaila, but we know we're going to be killed. Terrible, Shaila, but you see from here how it's so tempting, right? You say Krishna, no, you're not allowed to say Krishna. So again, let's just say it's clock, a person needs to go, a person feels something, their stomach's playing games. So really the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, you have to, every morning you wake up, before every tefillah, is a tzorach adam liftuk his ass, you have to check. As a machloek is a voice that wanted me to check. Pashto means, you have to look, see, Mishmur's mashma, you can do it in your mind, think, Do I need that? I don't need a person for every tefillah helps the mincha. Oh, min charum asher shu nizacha. But really, everyone should go marching off. I don't know why these halachas sort of get lost. But really, everyone should go marching off. And if someone does need, doesn't go, his mincha is a complete waste of time. It was also to daven, and it has to daven again. If you could wait 2 minutes, it was also to daven, you don't need to daven again now. You're it, so people are not allowed to daven. If you can't wait, the tefillah does not work. I remember one not to because I can't, it's the last minute. So what are you davening for? The tefillah is completely irrelevant. The whole tefillah bracket, what are you davening for? It's not about the tefillah. You couldn't wait, you wait half an hour. Couldn't wait, like, what are you davening for? There's no tefillah. Tefillah doesn't work. So you have brachas, at the end of the meal, all the time comes at the meal, shi'amalos, no quickly bench, I need to go. You're not allowed to bench, it's a bracha, it's a da'aisa benching. You're not allowed to bench. You cannot bench before you get to it. And any other problem with Torah as well. I was actually teaching in a girls' school recently, and I came there and they were sitting, you know, I thought maybe I should go before I teach, pop into the Torah for a minute, and I said to them, men's Torah, not really. But now, can I teach Torah? Can you give a shi'a on Torah? Actually, so we're Baron Leib. Baron Leib came to Manchester, there's a charioteer, and he's giving a shiur, charioteer, and halfway through the shiur, he says a story, a random story, finishes the story, tells another story, until the end of the shiur, only stories. And like, I wonder if maybe he's getting old, what's going on, so he asked him afterwards, he changed in the middle of the shiur. He said, yeah, the middle of the shiur, and I really need to tell you that, I can't teach Torah anymore. I'll still so I said story, because I couldn't get it down, all waiting, because it wasn't covered at the table. I knew I can wait another 20 minutes, whatever long, to the end of the show. So I said stories instead. You realize the severity of what's going on here. How apparently, suddenly, you can't even do it. It's Torah, brachas, krishma, tefillah. Always these, any time of condition really is a problem. Now, a regular bracha, you want to make shakal, I don't think it's a chiv dika. You have to think, dika. Tefillah is different. The chazal puts on tefillah, that you've got to always put tefillah, and it's very difficult. You come to a shul, we always are chapping minchas and marat. You come in, you've got this tiny, tiny window that shrinks every minute. You know, you come 5 minutes late, 5 minutes early. I thought I was here once. I was in the 7, 8 o'clock chakras. Someone came, here downstairs in this building, 8 o'clock chakras. Someone came at 8:25. Someone I knew very well. I could tell I liked him. I thought, normally you're late for this chakras. You're late for the next chakras. This is 8:25. But that's what we do. We squash it in. We come to minchas, come to marat. Calm down. And if you meet within 72 minutes, you couldn't wait out, then you are not, the Twitter doesn't work. So just stay home. Why bother coming to shul? Just stay home.
Because the Muslim is a Twitter.
Well, it's more than the Raisa. The Raisa is
broth.
I don't need the chib bidik. You have to think that I need. If you know you need,
you
can't.
You know, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah. But I can't say, oh, I'm on the way out. The Twitter's all the way down and around the car. I have a bench on the way out to the car. You go, and it's a pain in the neck. You go all the way out, come all the way back, you miss the image, you're away, you're holding, come, it's too bad. It's too bad. It's almost more, as we age, people often need to go more often. Shabbos, every Shabbos, we have two twins of chakras and Muslim. So a person goes from chakras, great, we have chakras. Most of them are leaving, depending on the also shul you go to, but Muslim can be quite a while later. I just went to a simcha this week, down here in Salford. I went there half an hour later. I said, no, we're nearly up to leaving. I think clearly the shul took about 2 hours longer than we did. Just get delaying, we had to finish down. Everyone's got their system in their shul. You come to delaying, goes on forever. All the Shabira comes to Musaf. From when you went before Sharks, could be 2 hours, could be more. You can't have Musaf now. Again, the Musaf is a regular tefillah like Shaks and Khamarif. You're not allowed to daven. You need to go, you're not allowed to daven. You have to stop, you have to think, you have to go out, come back in, it's annoying, it's my place, where's all my talents, the talents gets taken. Calm down, you need to go, is it? So I actually told me he wants to have an endowment, and he really needs to go to it, it's very embarrassing to leave, in the middle of any question you want to do. So Be'alach does discuss Kovat HaTzibur, because he gets an idea, Ya'amoid, ooh, I realize I need to, it's embarrassing, yeah? So Kovat HaTzibur, because it's usually drab on, there is Darais here, but it's part of Shaitu, because the man feels they need to go now, that could be Darais. In a regular case, it could be Drabonon, and then we'll walk on Kovat HaTzibur, so it could be a chazan, maybe a world that would be ahead of my chazan. But initially, a person would have to go for chakras, and the same would be before Musaf. There is a little heter here. The Machalik Rishonim, mainly the Riff and Rand, more Rishonim on both sides. Shachalach with that, the Riff, like we said. The Rand says that if you can wait 72 minutes, you're allowed to down. the only problem, you got that much less than them to do. The person feels like, oh, the stomach should be okay. It's hard to gauge it. It's very hard to gauge. It will never be okay. He knows his body, he knows his system. The Reinholdt is okay. And the other shit also good at that. So some people want to use this as a sniff when the person's kind of stuck in the last case. Thinking this would be great, I need something to get OCD, too high, don't high, you start eating yourself up. So then, if the person is very stuck in such a case, then it could be great on the ram and the Rishonim hold. But Shulchan Aruch holds not like that. Shulchan Aruch holds, you have to check, and if you need to go, you've got to go. What will you learn in Torah? We're going to learn in Torah, right? You finally sat down, we're hoping to save her. Smooth days, Torah is amazing. 5 minutes in, oh, I need to go. So first, the Torah is better, because it's not, the Issa is not like Tefillah. Chazal went on second it. On the Tefillah, you have to check before I make my Torah. So you don't need to check, you can start. And once you start, you can keep going. Now, there's a Shaila. What's called Torah? 5 minutes in, 10. I'm doing Mishnahs. Every Mishnah. So Mishnah is like Musa, it's a new thing. Well, they know this time period of learning is one long Torah episode. So here's a little bit unclear, but there is more grounds to be made by Torah as a person's in a Shia person's learning, and what can hold on here a short while, then there is more attained by Torah. But in principle, Torah as well. Person should go out, to the Torah, come back in.
The one game is Starf Dominion, not that one.
Yeah, it moves out. In fact, someone says he was bad minion, and he had exactly 10. He was on holidays, he drove for half an hour to his person's house. You know, when he's been known, he's uncomfortable. The holiday house is one toilet upstairs. The whole thing was just not Mishmah. So he just was saying, he didn't die. Pretend he was dabbling, he's in Starf. He had to pull the Dvarash and Dusha. And then at the end, he left, he went back to his own holiday house, went to toilet up. Because it can be bizarre, but it could be a bit sticky in that way when it's not so kishmer. Another hachon for tefillah, which again, one of the things is very forgotten, I don't know why, is washing hands. The Rambam holds that you have to wash hands for tefillah. The Rambam holds a chiv, you wash your hands and say, all the things you've done before, shachris, nechamar. And the Shulchan Aruch on the news, you pass it by the Rambam. He says that we don't make a bracha, because there are, the issue is the Ram. Holding not mechuyev, so sofer bracha, sofer din a bracha. So we don't know, so we don't watch. But he says mechuyev, but he basically goes like the Rambam. He brings it down a notch. Then we don't make a bracha. And the Rambam holds if you need to wash, he comes davening. Yams, you don't know the dirt, you don't know the. The Rambam holds come davening. You got no water for the next 3 days, no tefillas for 3 days. The Rambam holds also the davening. Shulchan Aruch himself actually goes down a notch. He says no, if your mamash stuck, it says on tefillah, then you wipe your hands and daven. In principle, the main idea of this halacha is business has to wash hands. And I don't know, you don't see it so much. People come in, dash in, dash out. They do the tapping thing of the water. The Rambam wants to make a bracha, which means the keli. The Rosh wants to make a bracha. The Gaon made the bracha. Well, the Gaon must be long ago. Every Tefillah washes hands. Our tradition, don't make their bread. Went to daven. And we don't make a bracha. At least we should impress upon us the severity of it. That it really, what the main idea of the mitzvah is that it should require even a bracha. So a person, we should work out his mincha barak, comes to wash, otherwise sometimes you come there and you look for a sick. Really, it's halacha before you daven and wash your hands. So those are the main three things.
Come and wash without the keli?
Oh, so it's a bit unclear about the keli. The Rambam Rosh gone, which is not possible, like, but definitely holds the keli. The Shura doesn't mention it. Some say the fact doesn't mention the keli, he's without a keli. For sure, if you have a keli, you use a keli. You can't say someone who doesn't use a keli is wrong. It's not really booked by the later Achroyah, but really that's the idea of the mitzvah, which is the good Mishin, you attack it once with your nose in the gate. So those are three things. There's clothes for davening. So again, it can be difficult, especially on holidays, coming up some holidays, you're out and about. Now, one day I was on holiday and I had a hat and jacket, wasn't sure. It was a little bit far. And I was living in Pergavos. My father used to live in Pergavos with us when we were kids. Quite a good idea, some holidays, and living with my kids for regardless. The Mishnah says, Atzeir Tzoy Noi Kert Tzoy Chav, make Hashem's rots and legumes. Whatever Hashem wants, makes if you want it. So the mention, I need to sell you from the car. And I was dead thirsty, I was a drinker. Or something else important, you're hungry, suffers in the car. It's a 5 minute walk, 10 minute walk, 20 minute walk, you'll get there. Atzeir Tzoy Noi Kert Tzoy Chav, make it as if you wanted it. Now Hashem wants me to dress like a mensch for tefillah, that's not love. But you know, I'm ready on the beach, and I can't be bothered changing, my stuff's in the car. If you remember the Mishnah, Aseh Ritzoy Noik Ritzoy Chal, imagine changing from your jacket and hat, whatever it is for tefillah, to your barbecue, or your phone, you people will go, oh, my phone will be, you know, they'll walk, 2 weeks to get their phone. I can't come. If I say Ratzoni, Ratzoni Chol, then also it's easier to make it like this. To, I had to go on this holiday, I needed a kid to holiday, I was straight away to full Shkia, and I wanted to wash. I thought, I'm going to have a Chazam, Yechit, it's a holiday. I thought, I need to wash my hands, didn't have a cup, there's no come find a cup anymore. Now I knew under everything in the car, if you spend long enough, you'll find the cups. So I thought, you know, I'm Potter, and anyway, the cup, he says, the Suffolk, imagine I needed a drink. I was like, so thirsty, you'd find the cup, right? I don't know how you'd find the cup. I say Ratzonik, Ratzonikha, then all these problems which are not very practical get taken care of, the three things, the tefillah, clothes, the toilet, and washing your hands.
Yeah. But, man.